All right, we are taking a look at the benefits of moving. Now, we moved beyond the initial part of the discussion where we were focusing specifically on lifespan. Now we are looking at other specific benefits of moving our bodies. And I'm wanting to know, hey, what three benefits have you listed? Okay, so here we go. Finding time for fitness. Well, you may want to think about taking care of more than one thing at a time. For example, taking your kids to the park. I know a lot of you are really, really family oriented. And you often kind of see spending time with family and exercise as two totally separate events. They can be, but they don't necessarily have to be. You can take your children to the park, walk that track together. You can go on bike rides together. You're getting physical activity while enjoying the family time. Beyond that, what about hikes? Man, that can be a great way to get a great workout together. You all can go swimming together. You can play hide and seek together. Tag, softball, horseshoes in the backyard. That is movement. Think about that arm, that arm swinging forward. You're stepping forward. And don't even mention trying to change up. You know, basketball players, some of them will say, okay, yeah, I'm right-handed, but I want to improve my game. And so I'm going to learn to shoot with my left hand as well. Or I'm left-handed. I want to improve my game. And so I'm going to learn how to shoot with my right hand as well. What if you were to take that same concept to horseshoes and learn to throw that baby with both hands? You're naturally right-handed. Try doing it left-handed. You really are moving the body. Here's the thing. Atkinson talks about 20 minutes, maybe 10 minutes to jump rope. And sometimes that's better than 20 minutes of walking or running. I had to watch out for the jumping rope. I learned in high school that jumping rope is great for my cardiovascular, but terrible for my mass. You know, generally, just by nature, I'm small, I'm skinny. And so one of my goals when I'm exercising, you know, I like the idea of not losing any of whatever size I do have. And so I noticed when I was jumping rope that, well, all I knew was initially I was getting smaller. I was getting skinnier and couldn't figure out why. And so I started thinking, what have I been doing differently in the last few weeks that I had not been doing before? And finally, it hit me. I started jumping rope. That's what I had not been doing. Let me see what happens when I stop. So I stopped jumping rope. And I stopped losing weight, and I started regaining the size that I had lost. It is great for cardiovascular, but what, you know, just consider your other goals. And for those of you who want to lose weight, that may be kind of inspiring to you. So, recent U.S. government guidelines say that to lose weight and keep it off, you should accumulate at least 60 minutes of exercise a day, but half an hour a day is all you need to reap the health and disease-fighting benefits of exercise. Now, I do want you to think about how you pull that into play throughout your day. Remember, if you can't get all that exercise time in at once, break it up. As a matter of fact, based on what we're reading and hearing, I'm really thinking that the ideal way to do it is to have our traditional, I guess we could call them, exercise routines where 3 days a week, 5 days a week, we exercise for 30 to 60 minutes. I know some of you prefer 90 minutes, whatever works best for you. I think that I've been reading lately that 60 minutes is optimal for most people, you know, as far as a maximum amount of time goes. But anyway, whatever's working for you, what's truly working for you, do that and have those segments throughout the day where you get in 5 to 10 minutes, 15 minutes of exercising, of moving your bodies. All right, here's another benefit. And this is one that might have you saying, oh, well, hold up now. I wouldn't have thought about that. I wouldn't have either, but here it is. Fitness can help build relationships. Think of what exercising with a partner can do for a relationship, whether it's with a spouse, sibling, a friend you used to go to lunch with once a week. Exercise is always more fun when there's someone to do it with. For a lot of people, I know not for everyone necessarily, but for a lot of people, it's more fun. So you might want to consider walking with your spouse after dinner every night. I remember reading an article, I think about 2 or 3 years ago, that indicated that walking, a slow walk for about 10 minutes in the evening after that last meal can do about as much good or more than a high-intensity walk for 30 minutes earlier in the day. That's an article that I read. Now, here's the thing. Whether that is absolutely the case or not, I can definitely see benefit to walking after, in the evening, after that last, you know, the last meal is over, getting ready to wind down for the day. I know that personally, I wouldn't get into any strenuous exercise in the evening because that my metabolism would just go up too high and it would be too hard for me to get to sleep at a decent hour, at an hour that really works for my body. So I wouldn't do anything intense. And that's why that slow, low-intensity walk was kind of appealing to me. But beyond that, you might want to meet with a sibling for tennis and aerobics class instead of lunch. One of the things that Astorino trainer says that he says that people who have exercise partners stay with their programs and reach their goals more often than people who go it alone. And of course, as I alluded to a little bit earlier, I know that not everyone who is exercising for the purpose of losing weight. I think that we give so much attention to losing weight, exercising to lose weight, that a lot of people forget that there are still a lot of people who don't need to lose, maybe not even need to maintain, but want to gain muscle mass. And so I do want you to keep in mind that that is something that you can be doing as well. And of course, the thing is making sure that you're eating enough of the right kinds of foods to help you with your goals. Now, we've talked about this, we alluded to this a bit, exercise, helping to ward off disease. Well, research has shown that exercise can either slow down or help prevent heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, type 2 diabetes, arthritis, osteoporosis, which of course is bone loss, and loss of muscle mass. It also helps ease some aspects of the aging process. How many of you have said, you know what? I can tell I'm aging and I'm not really liking some of these changes that I'm going through, whether it's something that you're seeing and or feeling. All right, back in just a few. How are you doing when it comes to naming some of the benefits of exercise?